Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Spirit River hockey player Dale Ross, who originally got a scholarship to play college hockey at St. Cloud State University down in Minnesota starting next season. So I guess first question for you here today, Dale, is what was it that sort of drew you to that program there?
Well, I did a fly down, and their facility is unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. It's like they got all the bells and whistles, and I guess that kind of drew me in a little bit. But, I mean, kind of crazy. Very nice facility and a very nice school.
And you look at sort of the U.S. college system, you know, over the years they've produced a number of players who have played on, you know, the Canadian, the American sort of women's national teams and even some of the European teams as well. What do you think you're going to be in for sort of the level of competition once you get down there?
I think, honestly, that league is probably one of the best leagues because there's a lot of national players from Czechoslovakia, Switzerland, the U.S., all over the world on these national teams playing in this league. And that's probably the best of the best playing in that league. And if you're playing with the best, then you're probably going to get better.
Of course, hockey season right now, things have had a few wrenches thrown into it with the different sort of restrictions and whatnot on different leagues out there. And I'm curious with the sort of the different hiatuses that the leagues are going through right now, what are some of the things that you yourself are kind of doing to sort of stay busy out there?
Usually I try and work out every day just to work out because I know it's hard to get back into shape, so it's easier to stay in shape, so might as well just keep working out and keep going. And a lot of the ODRs are open now, so I try and get in the skate when I can and just try and do my best to stay in shape.
Of course, as we mentioned a little while ago, you were originally from the Spirit River area. I'm curious, when you were sort of growing up in that community, what were sort of your big hockey influences in the community there?
Probably just playing with the boys and playing road hockey. And I was always outside when I was younger. I was always playing road hockey with the guys or going to shinny with all my friends and just probably playing hockey whenever I can. That probably... with all my buddies, that was probably the best for me.
And I've talked to a number of hockey players around the Peace region. A lot of them mentioned growing up watching games from, like, the N-Dub or the North Peace Hockey League. And I know Spirit River was in the North Peace Hockey League back in the day with the Spirit River Rangers. Do you ever go to many of their games?
Yeah, when I was growing up, we would always go to the Ranger games, all my buddies. And we always wanted a puck from the game. So one of the guys would always throw over a puck over the boards. That was probably one of my favorite parts about going to those games.
Now, with yourself as a player now, obviously it's probably getting a little while before we get into games then anytime soon, but with the getting ready for the games, what's kind of sort of the pregame routine you find yourself sort of going through to get ready?
Usually I like to stretch right before I get to the rink. And when I get to the rink, I listen to a little bit of music. And then I like to talk to some of my teammates just to see what's going through their heads. And then I always stick handle before my game, and that's really all I really do.
I don't know, hockey players are sometimes creatures of habit. What about for the pregame meals? Is there a particular one that you like to go for often?
My favorite is probably a chicken burger. That's my favorite, and vegetables.
You're getting me hungry already. And, of course, last question for you here. Of course, going into the college system down in the States, in terms of the education side of things, have you sort of figured out what you're going to study down there?
I'm not quite sure yet, but maybe something with chemicals or maybe in the medical side. I'm not quite sure yet. Still debating.
Well, it certainly sounds very interesting for you. Spirit River hockey player Dale Ross, thanks for joining us here today.